Hey everybody, this week on the show, we dive into the world of anime and continue our discussion of video game adaptations as we review the series based on Devil May Cry. This is the Party Up Podcast.
Transmission.
Oh.
Hey, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you so much for tuning into this week's brand new edition of the Party Up Podcast. I'm, of course, your host, Derek Big Mosh, and with me, as always, the beautifully bearded Mr. John Donadio. Some beardy love! What's going on, baby?
What's going on, my dude?
Nothing much. Also with us, the also well-groomed and handsome Mr. Jordan 7 of 7 TV. What's going on, my man?
I like bacon, and I hate bees.
You like the bees?
Well, the bees are important.
Not really,
bro.
Dude.
Love the bees. Really.
I know they're part of the ecosystem. Whatever. Fuck it. I don't care. I don't like them that much.
Are you completely against all bees or some bees? Are you like a bee racist or
racist?
A racist? Because the honeybees are the important ones. All the rest can go fuck themselves.
I don't really like nice weather. I like when it's cold and miserable. I like cuddle weather, like rain and snow and shit like that. But, like, when it is nice out, I enjoy a nice barbecue. That's my favorite fucking thing to do summertime-wise. And when I do, I just want to eat my hot dog without some fat yellow and black bitch just buzzing around my face. I'm trying to fucking eat a delicious fucking dog.
Right. You're trying to scarf down some wiener and then some fucking annoying thing just buzzing in your face. Yeah,
Every time. Also, hot dogs.
Just trying to get a schnitzel on.
Move, yeah. B, I'm trying to fillet.
Move, B, get out my way. Oh my god. Oh man, I'm excited, guys. Brand new episode. We're here yet again. I missed you. Yeah, I missed you guys this past week. It's been busy, man. It's a busy week for us. Yeah. Personally, I've just been fucking just trying to handle shit, man, with the fucking streaming stuff and learning new layouts. And then I've been fucking between that. It's been a struggle with like the fitness portion of my life and trying to keep up with all that. And just a lot of stuff like just stress wise and time wise going on with me, man. Right. But you know, I'm stoked. Everything is kind of falling into a schedule now. I'm back on track with a lot of stuff. I'm at a brand new low weight. I'm fucking hyped. So this week is gonna be pretty good. We have an awesome conversation ahead and I'm stoked on that too. But what about you guys? How has your week been? What about you, John?
Things have been good. I have officially lost 50 pounds.
Let's go, baby.
My road to fitness here.
Hell yeah.
Adonis amongst us.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm trying.
Talk about the characters out of Blood of Zeus. We got a real life Apollo on our hands.
Bro, if one day we could all get to where we want to be and we could go like to a convention dressed as one of those characters, I'm in.
Oh, man.
Just for like big jacked guy cosplay. Not even for our health, just
gender swap characters too. Like I'll do a buff May, like forget it.
I always dreamt
of us doing buff Powerpuff Girls together. Like
oh,
just
yeah. Hell yeah.
That's amazing.
Or we do the Powerpuff Girls with those big when the criminal guy pretended to be
big heads and they're all hairy and shit.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing. See, I always wanted to do the opposite because I've always been like a really big guy. I told you about this, John. I wanted to start a cosplay company with you called Big Baddie Cosplay Daddies.
That's right. Yeah. That's
and
right.
that would be the company name. It would be me, John, and like one or two other people. And then we would build these big outfits of like big baddies. I'm talking about like Bowser, Donkey Kong, Wario, others from other like, just the big guys from other like franchises and stuff like that. Or we would make big guy versions of other characters.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it would basically be Fat Thor, but every type of character.
if somebody wanted to be Ivy from Soul Calibur, that was, you know, it was part of the.
I would love that.
Yeah, I would get a Cammy outfit and go as Fat Cammy.
I want to be like a really that. Big Wii Fit trainer, like a Wii Fit trainer that just didn't, it just didn't work out for her.
Like, the one that didn't make the Wii. Didn't make the cut on that one. Sorry there, Jordan. Aw. Come on, Bam.
Come on, Bam. We're going to work in the morning.
Oh, man. What about you, Jordan? How was your week, man?
My week was very chill, dude. Aside from working, my girlfriend and I, we just came back yesterday from, we went to one of those like wine and painting classes.
Ooh, and, nice.
Like, oh, fun.
Yeah, in fucking Hell's Kitchen. It was, like, super fucking, like, it's very interesting. Like when you do things, it reminded me of school in a lot of ways. Like, it's one of those, like, communal things that you just do with other people that you don't know. And it's interesting just getting, like, a feel for, like, the general public, you know? Like it's just how people are just, like, there's some people who are there absolutely to just have a good time painting. Then there's some people who are just looking for an indoor place to just get sloshed. And then there's like, there's the people who like have been artists for a while. So they come into like a beginner's art class and are just really fucking snooty about everything. And
fuck it's those
like,
people.
You're really right? fun to be around. I bet you're like, you have a lot of friends and people love inviting you places. I bet
that's like, it's clearly, yeah.
But we had a good time.
The only thing high class I wanted out of this experience was the wine. Get the fuck out.
I never know.
I don't even blame the drunks. Like,
do those places like provide wine or do you bring your own?
So the one that we went to was BYO. They'll tell you on the, however you buy the tickets, because we bought the tickets smart online.
Yeah.
But they'll tell you the rules about it, whether they provide. Some of them provide. We brought our own. But they provide everything else, so they give you like glasses and cups and a little fridge to keep all your shit in and like,
oh nice, oh,
cool.
Yeah, so they'll accommodate you well, but it was a good time, man. It was really fucking fun. Like,
that's awesome. Nice. That's dope. Awesome. Well, I'm glad everybody had a fun week, everybody had a good time, and yeah, let's kick it off, man, with this week's conversation.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, I know you are, and I'm excited, but I think for two different reasons. Last week, for anyone that may have missed the episode, we dove into the world of video game live action film adaptations and the slew of them that are being released in 2021, 2022, and a few that already just came out. And we, you know, had a lot to say about it. Ultimately, we came to the conclusion that it doesn't really work. You know, it's too few and far between when they're actually good, and it just doesn't translate well. So for this week, you know, Jordan has been trying to bring this to the table for quite a while. Because we're going to talk anime this week, we said, you know, what can we really do? And to correlate last week's topic, we said, you know what, why don't we go with Jordan's idea? And Jordan, you were awesome enough to present to us the Devil May Cry anime, which obviously is based off the video game.
Indeed.
And the good part about this is that we're going from looking at video games being translated into now a completely different medium. We're going from video games into live action film, and this week we're going video games into more of an animated sense. This particular one being more anime, traditional Japanese animation, and it's interesting to see the way that just changing the medium really changes the way you digest the content, you view it, you see it, how it's presented, the kind of things they get away with in the show, as opposed to how they may be able to get away with certain things if it were to be live action. So this was an interesting thing to do, an interesting piece of content to take a look at. So, Jordan, you're the Devil May Cry guy here. Why don't you tell us a little more about the game, a little more about the end, and then we can kind of dive into our initial thoughts and feelings about the views that we gave this thing.
Sick. So for the most part, for people who don't know already, very famous, very big to the point of where people expected main character Dante to be a character in Smash Brothers. Devil May Cry is a game and a series that is about, it revolves around Dante. He is the son of the demon god named Sparta, who fell in love with a human woman named Eva. He sacrificed himself for the human race, which is not really something that demons do particularly.
And you don't know that. Don't give them that kind of shit. You don't know what they're up to.
In the lore of this. In the lore of this.
Oh, okay.
Wait, did you mean that? Like, fucking. No, yeah. In the lore of this show.
Don't shame all demons.
I thought you were trying to demon shame. I don't know.
Come on. First it's bees and now it's demons, Jordan? Come on, man.
I'm like, come on.
Demon sympathize? I don't understand what's going on.
Not anyway, all demons are evil, you know?
In the lore of this universe of Devil May Cry, the demon community and the demon universe, for the most part, is not... They very much see themselves above humans in a lot of ways, shapes, and forms. That's what sets Sparta apart from the rest of them. And the fact that he was all-powerful, like, more powerful than everybody else. Anyway, Dante has a brother named Virgil. He never shows up in this show. He is a very integral plot point of the video games, but I would have liked to see him in the show, but he never shows up. Dante, within the anime that we watched this week, takes on... We get to see a little bit more of the background stuff that we don't really get to see in the video games. In the video games, we're following a linear story, whereas Dante's background is he is a demon hunter for hire. He lives in a world that is inhabited by strange, you know, demonic devil creatures that ultimately give a lot of people a hard time. So they go to him and say, look, I need a bodyguard. I need somebody to take this demon out. I need somebody to do this, do that, blah, blah, blah. But he handles mostly killing of these devils.
Right.
Throughout the series, he is accompanied by his ex-girlfriend, Lady. Who you don't find that out in the show. Again, that's just lore, but like you don't get to know that, so whatever. And a girl named Trish, who was created as a demon by his brother to look exactly like their mother. And yeah, that's the basic synopsis of the, you know, the series itself is mission based, much like the game, how, you know, you go through each mission and blah blah blah. Each episode begins with a title screen that says mission, you know, whatever episode, da 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 da. And it'll go into what they're doing and shit like that. And I that was one of the things that was of high appeal to me. That's Devil May Cry in like a nutshell.
Right. Yeah, that definitely, you know, there's five installments of the game. You know, very extensive title, a very, very big fan base. Like you had mentioned, like they even, you know, people, players of Smash Brothers said, you know, Dante would be a great addition. So it isn't like this franchise, this game is not like one of those lesser well-known video games. It's really well-known. People really love it.
Also for people who love memes, whenever you see a meme that is that little, you guys ever see any memes of like the little silver stamp that says featuring Dante from the Devil May Cry series? Like sometimes they'll put that on like fake shit or whatever. And because like Dante has guest starred in a lot of different video games before, the Shin Megami series and in Beautiful Joe and in Marvel vs. Capcom and a couple other titles as well. Wow. So Dante's kind of a big deal.
Right. Yeah, no, definitely a very well-known character, a well-known game, a franchise that's popular, which is awesome. You know what I'm saying? It's great. I personally actually never really played a lot of Devil May Cry. I think I played maybe like 20 minutes worth of it at a friend's once. I just never got into it. Which you know what? It's fine because when I saw this show, it actually made me kind of regret not investing in the game when it first came out and following the installments that came out. I feel like maybe it would be a game that I would enjoy. I mean, you know, more or less, Devil May Cry is considered hack and slash, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, hack and slash.
Right. So, and I enjoy games like that every once in a while. And it seems, as Jordan explained, that there's a lot of lore and there's a lot of background stuff. So, like, there is a story there, and I'm always a sucker for a story. So, it seems like there's a lot of interesting aspects to the video game. With that said, I want to first ask Jordan. As someone who has played the games, loves the characters, knows the lore, and so forth, how well would you say that this anime carried the torch when it came to the video game series? Did they accomplish, for you at least, in your opinion, did they accomplish what video game movies failed to do? Was the translation something that ended up being a good product? You tell us.
This is a question I knew I was going to have a little trouble answering. Not because I don't know the answer, but I'm going to look a little bit biased. Of course, okay. It's my favorite video game series of all time. So in all reality, my answer to that is yes. Aside from a lot of the stuff going on in this show with the little girl Patty and a couple other like characters, you don't really... If you play the games, it's going to feel a lot more empty because you do not see in all the Devil May Cry games, there's an emptiness to it. There's not a lot of side characters aside from the enemies and, you know, some like Lady and Trish are in the games also. Mm-hmm. But aside from them, you don't see a lot of like NPCs. You don't see a lot of people what would you call it? Like citizens, like townsfolk or anything like that. Devil May Cry is a game that is solely just like it puts the focus on your combat ability and style. That being said, as far as the feel of the games, the feel of Dante's character, and the fact that he's a very quiet kind of character that goes into some more smart alecky moments and like stylish kind of things, the way he handles his sword, the way he like flourishes his guns before he starts firing them. Like that is all, and I'm telling you guys all right now, that is 1-to-1 with the games. The cutscenes of Devil May Cry games are literally a mirrored effect to most, if not all of the, the action and the fighting scenes and stuff like that in this anime. They did a very good job in pulling off Dante's character in a, in an acted sense, meaning in that something that you're watching. And I would have loved to have seen more of this, but at the same time, you know, I think it also ended on a good note, but we won't talk about that till later. So to answer your question, yes, definitely. They definitely pulled it off.
Okay. All right, cool. I want to get into your headspace here because, like I said, you brought this to the table. You know more about the game. You know more about the lore, and you know more about the show. So it's good to kind of have your perspective on it to begin with. Next, I want to go to you, John. I want you to kind of let us know what's your experience with the game, if any, and then let us know how you felt about the series. Was there something that really stuck with you in a positive, in a negative? What was your take on this whole viewing experience?
For those that know a lot of the games that I play, I do play a lot of hack and slashes. I never really got into Devil May Cry. I had tried them here and there and gotten through some of the story and was like, this is fun to play, but it's not really my style, I guess. I don't know. I never really got into them.
Right.
But I dabbled a couple of in them. When Devil May Cry 5 came to like Xbox Game Pass, I downloaded, paid it for 20 minutes and went, okay, it's Devil May Cry, and then deleted it. You know what I mean? Like, it was just, it's nothing against the games. I know there's a lot of like really fun lore, and I like devil hunting stuff, like especially in anime.
Right.
I'm a big fan of things like Claymore and Yo-Yo Hakusho and Demon Slayer.
Right.
Like, I like Twin Star Exorcist. Like, I like those kind of like demon hunting / whatever kind of animes.
Right.
Enjoy those. So as far as the games are concerned, I didn't ever really get into them, much like you. Watching the anime, I'm like, okay, you know, I'm excited to do this. I'm excited to sit down and watch this because it's based on a video game. That's our whole lives, you know, like,
yeah.
And of course, the first fucking episode is like the episode where you have to like take care of an NPC. You know what I mean? Like, oh, God.
Yeah.
And I was so bored by this show. I don't know why. I just could not get into it. I don't know. I don't know. I have no words, because I was bored. At some point, I found myself like on my phone, like Googling other demon hunting animes that I could watch.
Okay. Okay. So as a series, not very fulfilling in your eyes.
Not to me. I don't know. Maybe it's because I don't know. I just couldn't get into it.
Like, what is it that you don't like about it? Like, what?
Yeah. Was it because you never really got invested in the game? You felt there was a disconnect there? Was there particular things in the anime that made you kind of go like, just as an anime, it just didn't cut it for you? Because like you said, you enjoy other content that's in the same vein. So if you compare this to that, you know, where did it hit any marks at all for you? Or was it just a full on just flop for you, where it did not have what other content has for you?
You know, I guess maybe, yeah, it just seemed to fail in my eyes as far as like the action was okay. Mm-hmm. The art style was maybe not my favorite, but like it was okay. You know, it looks okay. It's like he's like a, you know, a guy for hire, and I thought maybe there would be like more to it. There didn't seem to be any kind of like, I don't know, there's no character arc for him in it to me. There's no like, mm-hmm. I don't care because he doesn't care, you know what I mean? Like,
okay, I get
so
it.
I don't know, it's just a weird, he's a bad character like for me. I don't mm-hmm. know, I you know, it's just because like he doesn't give a shit. And like,
did you finish it, John?
No, I couldn't even finish it. I got like 8 episodes in and I just like, I was so bored.
Okay. Okay. That's fine.
And the only reason I was watching it was because of the show.
Right. Okay. That's fine. What's interesting to me here, and Jordan, you know that we love you.
Mm-hmm.
He already knows what's coming. I agree with John 100%.
Really?
I do. I do. It's very few and far between where I'm going to sit here and not argue, John. But here's the thing. I listen, as much as you think that I'm going to completely shit on this, I do actually have a lot of positives from that experience, and it's not going to be as bad as you think it is, Jordan.
You know what? I want to say this up front real quick. I didn't hate this. I just was bored by it. There were things that I liked. You know what it did? It got me more excited for the idea that Netflix teamed up with Powerhouse to do a new one of these.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm excited to see what they do with it.
I mean, it's going to be live action. But...
Right. Oh,
it is. Like Devil May Cry on Netflix is going to be live action.
Oh, I thought it was an anime.
But keep in mind, you have to also, you said it, you know, they're teaming up with Powerhouse and they're doing a lot. So we know a lot from that company already.
Yeah.
So that does give some promise to the project, but we're not here to talk about the live action.
Maybe.
Right. I honestly have to agree with John on all of his points. First and foremost, I started the show super excited. I said, I've never played the game, and my hope was that by watching this show, that I would be interested in playing the game. So before I go off on a list of negatives, I'm going to start off with a positive. From watching this series, I did walk away feeling like I should play the games because of a lot of things. Because mainly, I know that Devil May Cry has a huge fan base, that Dante is a very popular character. I know that they obviously had to reach an X amount of popularity for this series to have been made in the first place. And like we've briefly mentioned, that they're looking to do a live action. So there's something here that I understood from the start, and from watching the series, I went, I should play the games. I feel.
Did you finish it?
I did not. For the same reason that John didn't finish it, 8 episodes, and it was the same exact thing. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Around episode 7 into 8. I was bored. I was so bored, I completely fell asleep. And yeah, now, mind you, I was up and ready for the first part of this, and I started at a very high point. I was very excited for this.
Even though the first episode was an escort mission.
Even though it was that, I got it because I was like, oh, I get it. That's because it's mission-based. So right. I took that as that, okay, we're going to see that. And I thought that was cool. I thought that was dope. I thought it was a fun way to put together the series based on missions and everything. But here's my thing. As much as I ended up, even though I was bored and I didn't finish it, and I around 7 or 8 episodes in, I just dropped out and I couldn't finish it. Here's the thing. I did still walk away, and even right now at this very moment, I want to look into how I can get my hands on playing the game. I want to play the game because John said it very well. There is an emptiness in this series that I feel can only be filled by playing the game. Keep in mind, Jordan, that you've played the game. You have extensive knowledge on the video game, the lore itself, and watched the series. So when you saw the series, there was a lot of things filled in for you already there to begin with. Me and John don't really have that experience with the game, so that's kind of where we're coming from on that point. So I definitely want to look into playing the game. I want to, and then I actually might try to rewatch the series after playing a little bit of the game and getting more of that lore and story under my belt, because then maybe I'll come back with a better sense of appreciation for it. But again, I have to agree, there's an emptiness. It seemed very repetitive and boring because even though the mission-based stuff was cool, it loses its luster 7 or 8 episodes in. I also have to agree with John that because Dante is the character that he is, in a series type of sense, there's no investment on his part, so I almost feel like there's no reason to invest in the character. Though things about him are funny and quirky, like his right. love for Strawberry Sundays, I thought was hilarious. I loved as boring as the aspect of him being always in debt and having to do an odd job to pay off his debt, and not even for himself but to somebody else. I thought that was hilarious, but it got boring because that was the only thing that happened every episode. There was no dramatic story arc that I could really sink my teeth into come episode 2 or 3. And we've sat here before on this show and said that after the first 2 or 3 episodes, if there's no chunkiness to grab onto, no story there for us to really cling to, then the rest of the series pretty much falls flat.
You know what it is? There were no stakes. You know what I mean? Like there was nothing I could hope that he succeeds in something, or like, because he's like, all right, I'm a badass demon hunter, I'm just gonna go kill these demons, and he does, and that's it. And I'm like, okay, great, good job.
Right, with ease too. There's an episode, I think it was maybe 4 or 5, where it's the one where that demon he spares, I'm sorry, I forgot a lot of the character names, but the demon that he ends up sparing gives the muscle head in the diner the bell that summons the demons. I'm pretty sure that comes into play in the game. I'm pretty sure that bell has some type of link to the games, correct? Yeah. No, really?
These are all also original stories. These, you're not going to see, like, the Rock Queen episode. Patty isn't even a part of the game. These are all really? Original concepts created for the Devil May Cry characters. Yes.
Wow. Okay. So that changes things for me, because in my eyes, I thought that would be like some type of callback to the game where the bell, you know, is something that you use to summon demons, or that someone is using to summon demons, and then you have to fight them. But regardless, that episode, there was this particular line that kind of made me roll my eyes, which was Dante rings the bell and summons a demon. And goes, finally, somebody that's going to be worth my time. And he kills the demon in one swing of his sword.
Yeah.
And it's like, I've seen they it's animate punch, these man. Big. Yeah, kind of. It's like you animate these big badass demons, and they look. Listen, John maybe didn't like the animation all too much. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was everything was cool. The demons looked dope. I thought that the way that the action took place and everything like that, I thought all of that was awesome. I appreciated all that, and I really thought it was good. But when you have a main character that is so nonchalant, so non-caring, and can effortlessly defeat these big, broad, crazy demons, to me, and on multiple cases, exactly, there's no drama, there's no tension, there's nothing there for me to invest in, and it became boring, and it became hard to finish up the series.
Like, even as tired as the fights of Dragon Ball Z are, and we all know them over and over again,
right?
Like, there's a possibility of failure that makes the fight exciting, regardless. You know what I mean? Like, and no matter how many episodes it takes to do, you know what I mean? Like,
right. Which is funny, because if you play the game, you still get that tension. You get that tension. You get that drama from you playing the character, because you're the one controlling the action. So you're the one that can either succeed or fail. And I think that in the translation between video game to even animated series, because we've mentioned this when it comes to live action, that kind of thing sometimes doesn't translate well. And unfortunately, even in an animated sense, for this particular series, I don't feel like they hit the mark on it. I think that it was a flop on that end as well. And to continue to my point also, just briefly, on some of the positives. Listen, some of the positives, like I said, the animation was dope. The action was great. I thought a lot of like the dialogue and the characters were great. Individually, I think the characters were awesome and things like that. The only problem I had, which was something we spoke about during our Tropes of Anime episode, which you particularly brought up, Jordan, was the daunting character, like innocence character juxtaposition that we see in anime. And that was given to us in episode one. And immediately I went, I don't understand how Jordan can enjoy this, because this carries on throughout the series.
Firstly, when we were talking about that on the Tropes episode, if you go back, I called out the Devil May Cry series for having that.
True. And yeah, you're right. You're right.
That I also did feel like Patty's presence in this show wasn't taking away too much, at least for me, aside from the first, like the beginning of the series, and then at the end of the series, which you guys didn't see, but she can, but like her story plays out more. And okay, so firstly, let me just, I'm like processing this, because like, because here's my situation right now. Knowing the two of you, I really thought you would have liked this. And I'm upset that you really didn't enjoy it too much, because, like, when we were watching Blood of Zeus, for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
The first 5 minutes of that fucking show, how, like, she pulls out her fucking golden sword and then cuts the dude in the mouth against a tree. And the first thing out of Derek's mouth was, holy shit, that's sick. And I was thinking, like, you'd have that same level of seeing that in watching, like, the first episode of this. But in the same sense, I'm getting what you're both saying. There was a repetitiveness to the fact that Dante ultimately is very OP in his universe.
In the animated sense of the universe. I need to make that point clear. That, again, me and John don't have a lot of experience as far as the game. So when you play a video game, I think this is a very valid and very important point people have to – this goes to the discussion about live action. This goes into our discussion today about video games turning into anime or animated projects. In video games, we are the ones that control the action. So the skill level – of the character is only as much as the skill level as for us, the player. So if we sucked at that game, you know what I'm saying? It would be super hard for us to kill even the smallest of demons. So the character to us would be different. But because they animated and put in this story that he is a one swing kill demon hunter, That's the problem I have. I think that they needed to give, even though he's so nonchalant, they still should have given him more tension. There should have been a level of difficulty for him to represent gameplay.
And not only that, too, you're absolutely right in that aspect. And I can see why you guys both felt that way as well. Because in the games, Dante is very... He's not this one-punch man fucking character. And that's another thing that now us talking about it is... I'm coming to that realization and kind of turning the corner there. Because in the games, he is very flawed. Hell, in Devil May Cry 5, when you play that game, for the most part... That the entire plot of that game revolves around the fact that Dante fucked up in a big way, and now they have to kind of clean up the fact that he wasn't able to do what he's been doing for so many years and stop this demon from taking over the world, so then they have to clean it up. Like, that's the plot of that. So I think in the sense of, like, the games and looking at their plot versus the plot of this anime, there's a lot of differences and a lot of changes within that. Another reason why I really thought you guys were going to like this was because that mission-based kind of episodic thing where, like, each episode is a thing really reminded me of the cartoons I used to watch when I was a kid. There were a lot of situations where it felt like a Saturday morning cartoon, but for adults in a way. It was very like, here's the conflict. And by the end of the episode, at 8:30, we represent the conflict. And then by 9 o'clock in the morning, you know, it's going to be resolved. Like, that was that Saturday morning cartoon kind of feel to it. And I thought that you guys would have enjoyed that because it was more often than not something that kept me entertained. I guess I like still have that like enjoyment for things like that. Mm-hmm. But in the same sense, like, I totally understand what you're saying and why you're saying that. It became this repetitive mess of just like, I don't think, you know,
yeah,
I don't think I like this. But there's one thing that I want to, like, John said earlier, Dante is not a good character.
I think in this series, I don't mean to cut you off. I think in this series, he's not represented the way that he should be, thus mm-hmm. making him to us not a good character.
Mm-hmm. And I do feel that a lot of that is because of that apathetic nature towards things.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why I kind of look at the situation that I looked at each episode with entertainment without getting kind of tired of his level of, like, you know, whatever about everything was I felt the missions were more about, can he keep these people protected in a way? It wasn't so much, is Dante going to die? It was more along the lines of, like, is Dante going to fail? And for a lot of those things, like, I understand, like, that's also the same point where, like, he's good at what he does. Therefore, he's not going to fail.
Right.
But a lot of the episodes I wanted to look at and be like, okay, who's going to die? Like, who's the real bad guy of this episode? Because a lot of them also had that detective-esque kind of feel to the episodes. A couple of the episodes, not all of them. Some of them were straightforward, where others were like, oh, he was the bad guy the whole time? Like, with the demon who was like, he was a healer, and he fell in love with that girl.
Right.
And you find out, like, literally the butler did it. And, like,
that was a great episode. I'm not going to lie. Listen, some episodes were good, but I'm as an overall episode-to-episode experience, that's where I think it falls flat. Like, yeah, okay, I agree with you in the point that it has a very, you know, like you stated, Saturday morning cartoon feel. It's, you know, we open up to our hero, and then he experiences a conflict, and then by the end of the show, the conflict resolved, rinse, repeat, till next week. But here's the problem. Before I get into the good episodes, here's the issue with that. The issue is what you stated. To begin with, when I mentioned the bell, you said how this series is very standalone. A lot of the plot was made for the series. This is the fucking problem we have when it comes to a majority of source material, video games, animations, anything. Anything that someone takes from its original form and says, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and adapt this into another medium in a with a core that's different than the original. I'm going to put my spin on this. I'm going to make this story instead of the story people already know. The liberties that creators take when transitioning from one source of material into another medium needs to fucking stop. It really does. Because this is the same fucking conversation we had when it came to the live action shit. And this is the same, not just the same conversation from last week, from video games to live action. It's anime to live action. It's fucking anything. It's anything going from source A to viewpoint B. Stop taking excessive liberties with the original source material.
I don't think it does that with this. I think that the original source material is that Dante has a checkered past and many different stories and missions that he's gone on. And I think that that is a way to tell other things from, you know, whatever. Like the way, you know, like characters can have a life and story even beyond the one that we know. I don't mind that. But
make it interesting.
Right. If I'm not interested in the side missions, I'm not going to be interested in the main mission. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I need some kind of like fallibility where like, oh, he might not make it. Or, hey, wow, look, he's chasing, you know, this one demon that is behind everything. And, you know, he had to piece that all together by, you know, hunting down these other ones. You know what I mean? Like, give me a story where
it had that and you did not finish it.
Well, because it was boring as shit.
That's another point too. Like, listen, we get that we didn't finish it, and listen, we have sat here and given you, Jordan, shit about not finishing a series, and here's the thing, here's the thing,
because he didn't have time, not because he was
bored. That's also very different, but the core central thing that we've all three of us have agreed on is this point that if by the second or third episode there's enough to fucking bite on, then it's not worth consuming. It's not worth chewing and swallowing whatever they're giving us. And that's the problem with this. Granted, now I'm going to go into some of these good episodes. You had mentioned the episode where one of the demons ends up being is a healer and falls in love with a human girl and has this. Here's the thing. The good episodes had nothing to do with Dante. Directly. It had nothing to do with them. These side NPC characters had better fucking storytelling and more drama and more tension than the main character. Now, does that make the series bad? Not necessarily, but when you're trying to revolve a series adapted from a video game whose the centralized character should be the most important and you don't do that, then there's a fucking problem, at least in my eyes. Okay. How is it that a demon is going to have a better fucking story? That whole butler twist was chef's kiss, man. Awesome. Fantastic. Didn't see it coming. Not even in the fucking slightest did I sit there and go, the butler did it at one point. Not at all. Didn't see it happening. I thought that the demon was going to end up killing her dad or some crazy shit was going to go down. But Dante sparing him and letting that story play out, that episode was fucking great. But it had nothing to do directly with Dante. Dante was sent to kill him, and the only thing he fucking did was spare him. That's it. But everything else, tension, drama, development, everything else revolved around the side characters. And another episode that happened in was the one where you're going to have to excuse me because I forgot her name. Yeah. The not lady, the other female Trish. Character. Trish, thank you. Trish, awesome character. Fantastic character. Lady, badass. I love both the characters. The episode, listen, alluded to the fact that you don't find out that they were, you know, that she's the ex-girlfriend. I kind of picked that up because he has a fucking picture of her on his desk. And Patty mentioned something about it.
Before you go with that, what I was saying was, Lady, not Trish, Lady is Dante's ex-girlfriend.
Yes, yes, Lady, that's what I'm talking about.
The picture on his desk is not of either of them.
I think you have them mixed up. Oh.
Lady is the one with the short hair and all the guns.
Oh.
That's Dante's ex in the lore of Devil May Cry.
I got that mixed up.
Trish is a woman who was designed and created by Virgil, his brother, to look like Dante and Virgil's mother.
The picture is the mother.
Dante's mom. It's not.
Oh, Kirby. Okay. Yes. So, okay. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I did get those characters mixed up, but that comes from just the inexperience from me not playing the game. So, okay. Pardon me.
And that's
not
your fault either, because that, like I said in the beginning of the show, those are those little details that, like, I'm just letting you guys know the relationship between these characters, gotcha. But overall, you would not have known that.
Those were thrown in for the fans. Like, those are those little things, those little nuances that were thrown in for fans that,
yeah,
you know,
the Easter
new
eggs,
people watching
so
don't know.
Right. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. But here's the thing. Regardless of my mix-up or not, I love those two female characters. That's the point. The point is that those characters were dope as hell, and the episode where one gets hired to help the priest and ends up thinking that the other female character is the demon, and there was a whole plot twist as to who the real bad guy is. Again, never saw it coming. I loved the chemistry between those characters, especially when they're in the women's boutique and they bump into each other, and she goes, "Why do I feel like I'm losing a battle right now, Misk? I need all the expensive clothes off that rack." I thought that was hilarious. Everything in that episode, the action was great, and again, another example of a great episode that had barely anything to do with Dante directly. It was side characters that had more descriptive storytelling, more character development, more information, more tension, and more drama than anything else. I'm sorry. I want to let you talk, here's my thing. That, yes, I understand, gives you that sense of that Saturday morning cartoon, like you said, where this is, second week in February. This is the episode that's going to be, and next week's going to be completely fucking different than that one. And the one prior was completely different. And I get that. But when you're trying to develop a series based on a game with a continuous story arc or story plot or anything that's linear in some shape or form, it doesn't translate well. It doesn't do well when you're looking at the game and then looking at the series. And that's a point that I need to make known, is that I feel like they fucked up the whole thing. That this series could have been way better with a lot of tweaking to it.
So my because I do have a defense for this specifically, like, we're getting into the episodes now, like, for example. Okay. So I feel that there's a lot of what we're trying to say here is that Dante may be the worst part of this series, in you guys' opinion. Maybe. Out of the sheer idea that when you're dealing with a character that presents itself and solidifies him or herself as so OP in a series, that Saturday morning feeling kind of goes away because you know what's going to happen by the time the episode is over. However, I kind of delve more into the side of it that does have emotion to it, I guess you could say. And although not expressed thusly, again, because of the fact that, you know, one of you guys said that Dante and the checkered past and everything like that, it kind of alludes to the fact that he has that whatever kind of mentality, but also you get an insight into how he feels about each mission, where you feel as though the side characters have way more to say and way more to feel and give way more depth. So, like, I want to go back to that one episode.
Wait, you know what this is? Before you even say another word, because I'm thinking about it, this is Naruto if Sasuke was the main character.
Nah, it's definitely not that.
It is. He's the Sasuke character.
No, he's not.
Yes,
he's not.
He is.
A Sasuke character.
Whatever you want to say, he's a Sasuke character.
We are – okay, all right.
Nope, sorry. I'm done. Bye, everyone. Thanks for coming to Party Up Podcast. That's the end of the episode, because Jordan doesn't have to say anything anymore.
That's not true. And for the record, we're skipping – the main point of this is John really doesn't like this because I like it.
That's the truth, and you know it.
No, because here's the thing, is that for some reason, Derek agrees with me.
You know,
it's not just because
Hold on. What were you going to say, Jordan? Derek agrees with John. Why?
No, Derek agrees with you, but in the same sense, he's actually given me some positives about this episode, whereas you just straight up told me that this.
Well, because that's my role on the job. My role here on the show is to be a little more middleman, analytical about things.
So you don't actually feel
sides.
There's positives about this?
No, I do. I do. I honestly do. I'm not going to sit here and blow smoke up your ass because you gave us the show to watch. I don't give a shit about that.
The Demon in Love episode is a really great episode.
Yeah.
Like, let me go back to that for a second.
That's where it ends.
When I feel it's not. and you just didn't fucking finish. And I understand, okay, I understand. It should not have taken that many episodes for you to get to an arc where you see Dante die. But if you wanted to see Dante actually get into some shit, you should have finished it. And if not for the fact that, like, you know, I'm sorry about the series I didn't finish, but again, like, I was busy. So
no,
like,
no, that no, we no, don't no, hold that against that you. No, no, yeah, that was...
Yeah, yeah, okay. I understand. But at the same sense, I wanted you to finish this because I was afraid that maybe that would be the case. And I would have, okay, at the end of the series, because I don't feel like either of you were really going to finish it, but also I'll just say it, whatever, so spoilers for you guys. But like, at the end of the series, it is the demon, and that's why I don't understand why you said earlier, oh, there's this, if there was this one demon who was pulling strings behind the scene, there was!
Yeah, we saw no evidence of that. You can't tell me that all this shit was happening.
Yes, you did, because through multiple episodes, you see him, after Dante completes the conflict, you see that one demon, he goes and he shows up at the end of the episode. Remember that malformed fucking, like...
Yeah, the hotel guy.
Yeah, the hotel guy.
Yeah.
Throughout a couple of episodes throughout the series, he comes and he steals some random-ass artifact or says something to Dante that's, like alluding to something at the end of, like, certain episodes.
Yeah.
That alluded to him killing Dante within the last two seasons of the series. He literally goes up against Dante, crucifies Dante. I'm not kidding. He puts Dante on a cross and puts his sword through his chest, dead.
Okay.
If you want to see Dante, wait, let me finish this point, please. Because through this, I thought that you guys would have liked that little side story that was also kind of flowing through the episodes in a small way. Because there were definitely multiple scenes where even the one where Dante's on the train, and at the end of that episode, the hotel guy, I forget his name, but he shows up on the train and he's talking to Dante, and Dante's like, what are your real motive? Why am I always fucking seeing you around or whatever? Because right. That's Dante's flaw. He thought himself so much bigger than these demons, and he's such a whatever character about shit that every time he saw this guy, he just saw him as a low-level piece of shit demon who couldn't possibly do anything, and then he almost destroys the world at the
he's
end
a
of the
Sasuke
series.
Character.
He's not a fucking
besides that, I don't give a shit about any of that. Here, I'm going to address everything you just said, Jordan, with this sentence. Too little, too late.
And yeah. you're right.
I know who you're talking about. And yes, I went, there's something that's going to develop with him. But it wasn't enough. They took too long to sow those seeds, and I didn't care to reap the crop. Okay?
Yeah.
That's pretty much the point here. Like, yes.
I barely got up to the girls. I had checked out by then.
I tried to go as far as I could. And as soon as I passed out on the couch out of boredom, I went, I don't really even care to watch the rest. Like what crazy shit? Okay, maybe this demon's going to do something crazy, but is it worth me sitting here for another hour or something? I didn't really care. And the problem with that is that is they took too long. They didn't. Listen, if that was going to be the ultimate goal and that was the overarching story, give me more. Give me a little fucking more, because they did it too far and few between when it came episode to episode. I knew that he was going to be something at the end, but I didn't care. I didn't care because his involvement was so just lackluster, and it was just too little. It was too little for me to really give a shit. Like, unless, like, I don't know. It wasn't enough.
You know what this also feels like to me, honestly? This feels exactly like, and I'm gonna pull back the curtain a little bit. I don't even think Derek knows this, but when we were supposed to sit down and watch fucking Blood Sea, I got several episodes into that, and I texted John. John, you remember this. I was like, do I gotta fucking finish this? Because I hate it. And what did you say to me? You said, dude, it's gonna pay off, or some shit like that. And I'm like, so I don't get to have, like, the too little too late mentality? But like, yeah,
but,
14 episode
but I didn't,
thing about
but I didn't McCoy, text you about mean? Asking, and I didn't. If I had asked you somewhere, like, does this get better? Do I have to sit here and watch this? And you said, dude, it pays off in the end. I would have sat there and watched it. But yeah. I didn't even give a shit to text you about it.
So that's on you. That's not on me. What the fuck was that?
I'm not saying it's on you or anyone. I'm saying it's on me. Like, I just didn't give a shit about this.
And
this
also,
anime.
Okay.
I don't know. I couldn't get into it.
This is okay. I don't blame you for not like. You were allowed to not like it at the end of the day. But
yeah,
what I'm saying
like,
is
right,
like,
right.
Also, there are just points about it that I don't understand. Like, there's also the idea of, like, this whole, like, okay, we're trying to say that Dante is this character that doesn't give a shit about things, okay? But there's a lot of evidence throughout a lot of episodes that prove otherwise. In that Demons in Love, like, episode with the two of them and everything like that, he literally asks Dante, because he's like, oh, you're famous in the demon world, everybody knows about you, tell me, your father was a demon and your mother was a human, were they in love with each other? And his response is like, this character that you say doesn't give a shit about anything literally says, if you can have that much love in your heart as a demon for a human woman, then you're more human than any other human that's fucking out here. And for that very reason, I'm not going to kill you, because I only kill demons and I consider you a human. And you're right. Telling me that this character doesn't care about anything. And then the episodes where, like, with the Rock Queen, that's my favorite episode, where he doesn't have to give a fuck about the fact that this guy loves this woman who's this, like, music star at all. And yet he chooses to kill the demon in a way where she still gets to live. Okay? And then the prison episode where he's not getting paid for anything, okay? He's not getting paid to do this mission or anything, but he gets himself into a prison. They take away all his fucking weapons and everything like that. So he has to fight hand to hand to help this guy and retrieve this ring or whatever that he wanted to, that needed to be given back to the guy's sister.
That was the wish demon. The wish demon, right. Here's the thing, Jordan. Listen.
Would Sasuke have done any of that is what I'm asking, if he was that character.
What he wanted to ask.
And that's the difference of that, is the fact that when I complain about these Sasuke characters, I fucking hate watching Naruto, because everything that comes out of his mouth is about revenge on fucking Itachi, right? But then I come and I watch this, and I thought there was a little bit of depth to it. I secede to your point. It got a little boring having to deal with a One Punch Man type of protagonist. Right. I get it. As much as I love that, I get it. And I get the points why you guys don't like it. But in the same sense, he gives a shit about multiple things throughout the series.
He does. Yeah. Listen, I'll agree with you. I'll agree with you, Jordan. Everything you said is true, okay? I'm not going to sit here and say that Dante isn't a character that doesn't care. Here's the thing. The series is Devil May Cry. The main character from the video games is Dante. But like I said, each episode that was good, the story barely involved Dante. That's my problem. That's why, to me, Dante was a bad character, because they didn't focus on that. When he said that line in the Lovers episode, I sat there and went, that's different. I went, that's something that I definitely didn't expect him to say. That was deep. I get it. And I appreciated them shining a little bit of light on more of his personality, more than the arrogant demon hunter that can one slice anybody, you know, and be OP. And I appreciated that. But again, it was too little. My point here is this, okay? Mm-hmm. You experience the game, you know the lore, you managed to go ahead and fall in love with the video game, watch the show, and still appreciate the show knowing the background. Me and John, however, are coming to this and watching the series with little to no knowledge about lore. We don't have an investment in the character. So as a series, I feel like you're getting our intentions and our critique incorrect, because as a series, a standalone Devil May Cry series, if there was never a video game and this was a series, it would suck. And I know that you would sit here and critique it just as much as we are, but the difference is that you have an investment and you have skin in the game because of the video game. And essentially, that's the point. That's the point we had last week, and this is the same point that I'm going to put across right now. Video game adaptations don't work. They don't fucking work because of a multitude of reasons. Because the story writing is off, because something with the character is off, something always seems to go wrong. You can't sit here and say that if there was no video game, that anime would have been good. Okay, there's no way.
No, yeah. Okay, let me just say this before I, because I don't want to become the biased fan who's fucking acting
which belligerent. Is
not,
which
on
is fine. Now. I at least understand that. I'm not going to speak for John here.
I 100% understand that. We all do that. That's like inherently what we do as fans of something. We want people that we love to like it.
Right. Exactly. The whole anime fandom thinks Goku can beat everybody. So,
That shit's but that's also why I want to just say this in that light, because I hate people like that, so I don't want to seem like that.
Right.
What I'm trying to say about you guys' critique and everything right now is I think that you got the character Dante incorrect. I think you have your idea and your feeling of the series and everything very on point. There's a lot of things that I have considered throughout this episode and us talking and everything like that, that I've totally considered like, nah, they're right about that. You know, like if the video game never, Derek, you're super on point with that last point. If there never was a video game, I wouldn't fuck with this. I really wouldn't. And it's the fact that I have that investment. And in the same sense, like there's other things about how like, yeah, maybe that Saturday morning cartoon feeling like got it for me. But again, it did take a long time to get to that slow payoff where we finally see, you know, Dante meeting his match and blah, blah, blah. Like, those are really good fucking points for a series I do love, but I completely secede to the fact that that's true.
Right.
All I meant in my little screaming fit right now is the fact that, like, I don't see, I never really saw Dante as that, like, brooding kind of character, even though he seemed that way. I'll give you the perfect fucking example right now. Dante, to me, has his similarities with Cloud Strife. Cloud Strife is not a fucking Sasuke character because there's a little bit more to him. But at the same time, he does do the brooding thing. He does turn his head and go, ugh, I don't have time for this. I get that. But he's also not the fucking Sasuke character that believes that he's above everybody and everything. And that's not how I saw Dante either.
I love how John can spit one line. John can just go ahead and throw out one fucking point just to be a dick. And it just fucking sticks to your side so bad.
I don't think he was being a dick. I think like that was a good point. I have complained about the Sasuke type so much that I was expecting one of you guys to bring it up to me. Like that's,
and of course it would be John. I get it. But here, listen. The biggest takeaway, right, which is actually a positive, the biggest takeaway for me is this. The anime we watched, the Devil May Cry series that you brought to the table and you said give it a shot, did so poorly in my eyes. It did so poorly in my eyes that I want to play the game. I want to sit down, play the game, experience it, learn more about Dante, learn more about the other characters, and experience what the fandom behind Devil May Cry experienced. Because here's the thing, like I said, if there was no game, this anime would have been and is basically complete shit. But I am coming into this realizing that, hold on, there's a game this is based off of, and it's immensely popular. There's got to be a reason for that. So where is the disconnect? And I want to find, at least for myself, find that out. I want to find what's missing here. I want to invest my time in learning more about the game and play a game that I've never played before. Now, here's the thing. People need to understand that for me, this is a positive takeaway for the majority of people who are also in the same boat as me and John. Things may not play out the same. Something like this, a series like this, can be detrimental to a popular anything because of how poorly it performs as a standalone. Keep in mind, I got to keep that point going because I want you to understand that's where I'm coming from. As a standalone series, if anybody else would have watched this thinking that it would be a good representation of the game, it fell flat. They would take it as so, and they may not invest their time or money in that franchise. And that is another point I have to put across. Again, with our conversation about anime to a different medium, video games to live action, action, video games to animation, anything like that. If the new representation of the franchise is a bust, it can absolutely hurt. No matter how popular something is, it absolutely hurt it. It can turn it into a fucking joke. And unfortunately, as many people out there that are going to say, you know, love Dante, like yourself, Jordan, love the video games, love the lore, love everything about it, this series does not do that. From my assessment, the way you feel about it, and from what we saw, this series does not do the video game justice, leading back to my original point. Stop translating video games into anything else, because it was a point we brought up last week too.
Yeah. Oh, you know what though? Hold on a second. You can't even say that for animation, because Castlevania is awesome.
You know what's really funny though is that Castlevania is, I think, as a game, not as intricate as a game like Devil May Cry.
I mean, no, but there is a big lore and backstory and timeline there that go. I mean, yes, it's just one family trying to defeat Dracula every time, but like, but you know, and the games are fun. I enjoy the games. There are a couple of ones,
right?
That I
but that's
to this
that's
day
completely
play.
Different though, because Castlevania is a video game that barely had tension and drama and so forth, but they took the backlying lore from that video game and gave us tension and drama and the things that we don't get from the game. But in the Devil May Cry series, what I'm getting from Jordan's feelings towards the game in the series is that the video game presents all of these things, the overarching story, the tension, the information about the character, the development. The video game presents us this, but the show does not. They are two completely opposite fucking things.
Okay. All I'm going to say is maybe just slow down a little bit. Because of Mega Man.
Yo, facts.
Right?
Come on. It is. Can we watch that next, please? Yeah. No. Okay. All I do want to say about that is maybe just slow down a little bit, because you will have a lot of people who will say this, and I kind of have this sentiment too. You can go by my assessment of the games all you want, but you have not played them yet, so you cannot call the games a jump off from the series. I'm sorry, but it's the truth. Like, if I tried to comment that heavily about something I haven't played or watched yet, you guys would definitely say the same to me.
Okay, so
It kind of is one of those things, but I will tell you, you know, have that. You know, I understand. It's one of those things that you're never going to know until you have the experience. And I have all, I'll literally let you borrow them. I have fucking every Devil May Cry game to do. So, like, that's my situation with that. But, you know, I feel like when it comes to, you know, we've been talking a lot lately about the adaptations and everything like that. Hold your opinion for this one until you play the game. You want to get that full opinion of your own without me just talking to you about it. Because I'm not going to lie, you could feel that the games are leaps and bounds better and just way more of a fun experience than this series was. Or you could feel that the games are even worse than this. You could fucking feel anything. Because the Devil May Cry games too, they have a... It's funny that we bring up Castlevania in the first place, because the Devil May Cry games and the Castlevania games, very similar game. They're very... It's the Metroidvania fucking style of video game that people talk about, where you're in this
where
one.
It literally got its
space.
Name from.
Yeah, where it literally got the name from. Exactly. Yeah. I thought of that as I said it.
Yeah.
It's got that Metroid Castlevania kind of feel. Devil May Cry games, where you're
Oh, the Devil May Cry games seem more linear to me.
No. With Devil May Cry, and especially the earlier ones as well, they are linear, but at the same time, you're in this one confined area where the whole map is already laid out, and there's moving forward, there's fighting, and then there's puzzle solving, and then there's backtracking to get items that cause you to have to go forward and unlock doors you weren't able to unlock before. It's very Metroidvania in that sense.
Okay.
While still combining the elements of the hack and slash game, upgrading your fucking weapons and unlocking new weapons and stuff like that. So
his weapons are cool as shit. I'll give him that.
Oh yeah, and if you want cool ass fucking weapons, play the Devil May Cry series. You get fucking nunchucks made out of ice and lava. You get a motorcycle that you can literally fucking ride and use as a weapon. Dude, if you want to have the Devil May Cry games are unanimous. They're called Devil Arms for having some of the sickest weaponry in video games.
Yo, I'm going to tell you something right now. You don't want me making an assessment on the video game without playing it, everything you both just said just got me super erect. Okay?
The games are metal as fuck. Play them.
A badass character with fantastic weaponry. I love the Metroidvania, like that type of game. I love those games. I love linear for the most part. So everything you just said definitely has me completely rock hard. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And also this series was, and you can see it in the credits of every single fucking episode, Funimation worked directly with Capcom on this. It's not like, yeah, because Capcom was with, it wasn't, because we're talking very heavily about the adaptation thing and like here and there, but you know, they worked with the creators of Devil May Cry.
Here's the thing with the games that maybe like, so like, yeah, like part of the games are fun, like to play, but that's, for me, that's where it ends. I couldn't tell you one thing about the story, not one, because I just didn't care. Like, I don't know what it was. I just never attached myself to the characters in the games. The only reason I played was to play with some of the new weapons and like some of the things that he can do, because the hack and slash part of those games are fun as shit to me.
Right. Yeah.
But I play, you know, 20 minutes, get my full, you know, or, you know, a couple hours or whatever. But like, I get my full and then I delete them. I don't stick around for the story. I don't give a shit. I just like to fight demons and angels and stuff and then turn it off. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell you one thing about the story. I have no idea what Devil May Cry is about. Even from watching this show, I have no fucking clue what this show is
about. Have you ever played the first one, John? At all? The
first Devil May Cry? Yeah.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. Oh, I played the second and the third and the fifth.
The third is my all-time favorite video game.
So you've actually played a little bit of all of them, almost.
Yeah.
So for four. Wow. That's interesting.
The thing about that you like about it, the hack and slash, the fighting and stuff like that, I understand your point fully. If you don't like the story part of it, okay, I get it. But, you know, these games are games that do have cutscenes. They have a linear storyline through them.
Yeah.
They have prequel games that are just as fucking great as the actual sequels, direct sequels. Mm. And if you don't like that, you can just skip all the cutscenes. But like at the same time, if you played through Devil May Cry, I feel like you would actually enjoy it more, because that hack and slash, it ups the difficulty very slightly. It doesn't fucking kill you.
But it's not Dark Souls.
Yeah, yeah, like as you progress, there's more difficult demons and demons you have to beat in certain ways. Which
leads to more fun combos that you can do and things that you
unlock the other weapons that you unlock throughout the game that allow you to do these crazy hit combos and things like that. Like
It's the same, you know, thing like every hack and slash, that God of War, you know, Devil May Cry is a big example of that. Like, they set the tone for those kind of games, you know, like Bayonetta, the God of War, where you update things.
Yeah, exactly. And it just confuses me a little bit slightly, because when you talk about Devil May Cry and you're like, I love hack and slash shit. And I also see, like, just knowing you is just like, I fucking enjoy the hack and slash, the action stuff. I love the Metroidvania fucking style of shit like that.
I love beat 'em ups. I love Metroidvania. Yeah. I love all those type of games.
All that shit. You love everything that Devil May Cry is, but you don't enjoy Devil May Cry.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. I could not.
Which goes back to my original point. You just don't like it because I like it.
No, I really just. But I didn't like them before I knew you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't know what they are. I don't know why I can't attach myself to it.
Yeah, I think that's more of a you problem here, unfortunately.
Maybe. And that's fine. Like, I know that. I understand that. It's unfortunately most of what makes up my hatred or love, beloved thing is just because I'm a weirdo. You know what I mean? Like, I get that.
Right. Right. No, I mean, okay. Here's the thing I'm thinking about. It's two main things. One, I think for us, because this is something we've talked about before too, I think for us, well, maybe not so much you, Jordan, because you enjoyed the series, but maybe because it is an anime, they pulled off the series in their eyes, and maybe to a lot of people out there that are listening, because it's an anime. You know, it's not the Western you know, anime that we kind of, at least here on the show, have enjoyed more, especially as of late. Maybe that's a big factor too that we're not taking into consideration, is that there is that, you know, the world of anime, the tropes and the construction of the show and the way that everything kind of plays through for anime. Maybe that's something that we, or at least I, am failing to weigh in, with my opinions and my assessment of the series overall. So I'd be interesting to see this translated in maybe more of a westernized sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like maybe that is a bias on my part, because I feel like if they were to westernize this adaptation, that maybe it would be more action and more like just more America fuck yeah kind of, you know what I'm saying?
I don't have those hangups like you guys do though with anime. You know what I mean? And I still didn't.
I typically don't, but I'm just saying, like, kind of putting myself, like, trying to look at this at a different angle here. Maybe that might come into play for me as far as like my critique and what I've had to say so far about the series. Mm-hmm. But you know, that's just something for me, I guess, to kind of nibble on and kind of figure out in my own head. So that's a me problem. You have a you problem. I have a me problem. Jordan has always a Jordan problem. You know.
I'll tell you one thing right now. If Devil May Cry, the series, was like westernized more, like that western anime like powerhouse had it, I'll tell you right now, Lady and Trish would both get like, they would find excuses to like kind of maybe sexualize them, and Patty would not even be a character.
Those two positives happen. In my eyes, I don't see what the
but
problem
that's
is
another
here.
Reason why I thought we'd like this too, because we fucking came at me for Space Dandy, which I still haven't let go of, because it was fucking stupid and idiotic and shit like that. And then we bring something here that isn't over-sexualized, which I love, because I love Lady and Trish as characters so much. They are some of my favorite female characters in the fucking universe. And they were not overly sexualized.
No, I love them. No, I get it. No, I love those characters too. And sexualizing and over sexualizing are two different things. Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
But you know, I'm a stupid guy. So what the fuck do I know? But I love those characters as is anyway. I've already said that. And it's really funny that you actually brought up Space Dandy, because I actually recommended it to my friend Louie.
Louie would love Space Dandy.
We all know our good friend Louie. Shout out to the unofficial mascot of Leaky Lifeboat, and thank you, Louie, for tuning into our first stream last week. Yeah. He had made a comment on a post that was a direct like scene from Space Dandy, and he went, "What is this? This is hilarious!" And I commented, I went, "Yo, this is Space Dandy, and you need to watch it because you would love it." And I didn't say anything about how I felt about it, but I just know that he's the type of dude that would watch that show and be like, "This is fucking awesome."
Louis is prime fucking candidate to bring fucking that to the table. Yeah. Fuck you Space guys. Louis and I are going to go watch Space Dandy.
No, holy so listen, shit. we have our feelings about the things we view, movies, anime, cartoons, the whole nine, everything. You know what I'm saying? We have our thoughts and opinions on it, and we're just here sharing that. But to you guys, listeners, listen, you may have already seen the series and fucking love it just as much as Jordan loves it, and that's okay. You have your reasons for loving it. You may sit here as someone who's never seen the series but has played the game, and don't take me and John's opinion as like concrete, like this was shit, because that's just us. We have a different experience. Everything that we talk about on the show is subjective. You know what I'm saying? It's art, basically.
Yeah, but in the same sense, when you bring some of your favorite characters to the table, and each time your two friends on the podcast just completely shoot them down and call them bad characters, you tend to start to be like, okay, what's up with my taste versus yours? Like, what's going on here? I thought we generally agreed on things.
Right.
But every character I love, you guys just fucking... Dandy, Dante...
It's not every character. Quick, name a character. Tell me one you love.
You made fun of me for the Zuko thing.
Wait, what do you mean? Because you like Zuko as a character?
Yeah, or something. Like, I used him as an example in an episode.
No, I love Zuko.
And John was like, no, you can't fucking...
Well, if you use them for an example and it was a terrible example, it's the example that
it
we
didn't
like.
It wasn't a terrible example. Fuck you.
I wish you knew what you're talking about. I'd love
that wheel it back. That you think that I don't agree with.
Okay. Raiden from Metal Gear Solid.
A terrible character.
Because you hate everything by Kojima. You see where this is going, folks? Wait.
It has nothing to do with you. You just said it. It has to do with Kojima, not Jordan.
Okay, but Hideo Kojima is my answer to that question, so go ahead.
Okay, all right. Give me another one.
Another one?
This is a fun game.
This is fucking annoying. Sonic.
A terrible character.
I was going to say Sonic, too, but I knew he was going to be like, terrible character.
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Okay, you know what? Hold on. Wait.
I just wanted to keep doing it and see how long you would do it.
I think the next time we dive into the world of pop culture, I think we should play a small game called John Hates. And we should just, me and Jordan should just shoot off lists of characters and see if John likes them or hates them and why. I think it would be a nice little dive into the brain of Mr. Donatio.
I would love to just hear.
Here's what we're going to do. Yeah. The next time we play Versus, that's going to be, John's going to be the main character. And me and Jordan are going to each pick 5 opponents, and we're going to have John versus, and we're going to have to debate who's better.
But instead of fighting them, he should judge them based on their character.
Yes. Yes. No. He's going to play you. We're going to have you play judge, jury, and executioner on the next Versus.
I would like that.
Judge, Judy, and executioner.
And real talk. You know what I would love that the most is not even just because it's a great concept for an episode, but it would really get into the genesis of why all the fucking characters that I bring forth are so bad.
Sitting here putting pins on a fucking cork board trying to pinpoint where the root of his hate comes from.
All right, I'll do this, but
it won't be obscure. It won't be like
characters that like either like, oh, I know John's gonna hate this one. Like, don't
we're gonna legitimately we're gonna bring you legitimate characters that we enjoy, and we want to know if we can't. Also, here's gonna be a stipulation: it can't be characters that John has openly said that he likes or dislikes. It has to be characters that I like, that Jordan likes, and that we've never discussed with you, John. So this way, we give everybody an even playing field, and we see where your head's at. Because I would like to know more about what you truly enjoy, so this way you don't always make Jordan feel like shit.
Aside from that, then, because like I understand that like I'm not going to pick like Dandy or Dante or anything like that,
right?
But I will say there is one that we've talked about that you're not stopping me. I'm bringing to the show.
Space Ghost. We know John loves Space Ghost.
Yeah, right. I like Space Ghost.
Yeah, he loves Space Ghost. All right. I think that's going to be an interesting concept for a future show.
Yeah.
And speaking of future shows, I've already expressed this multiple times on today's episode. I am going to look into playing Devil May Cry in the hopes that I can fill the emptiness in which the series presented to me, at least personally. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and do that. So what I think I'm going to do, and I'm going to make a brief announcement right now for everybody that's been keeping track, we've released our Twitch. We're going to be scheduling different types of content to stream live through our Twitch channel. So if you haven't already, make sure you follow us, twitch.tv/partyuppodcast. We're going to be setting up a full schedule. We have a lot of stuff that we're going to be putting out there. Gameplay, just chatting, just a bunch of different stuff, ideas that we have on the table we want to execute through Twitch. We also released our YouTube channel, which we are on the road to 100 subscribers. So make sure you guys guys follow all our social media stuff, which I'll plug in a second. So this way you can get the link for the YouTube, because unfortunately, YouTube is stupid and you need 100 subscribers to customize your URL. So instead of giving you 16 to 50 different characters, I'm just going to go ahead and plug it through the social media stuff. But one of the things, one of the ideas that I've been toying with and that I've presented to the guys, I think would be fun, was going to be and is going to be a show that I'm calling Backlogged. And essentially what that is, listen, I was born in 86, and I'll tell you something right now. I'm 34, and I have not played a lot of the games that I probably should have under my belt at this point, growing up a gamer and a nerd and everything like that, because of time and money and life and all this other shit. Yeah. So in an attempt to kind of file through the titles that I may have missed from when I was born till now, I'm going to be developing the show based around a let's play idea of just titles that I've never really managed to get my hands on, never really dove into, and we're going to add, and I'm going to add Devil May Cry to the list. So when we release our first few episodes of Backlogged, I will make sure that we stream Devil May Cry, and then you'll also be able to find clips of the gameplay on our YouTube. I think that that's going to be a win-win on all parts.
I just want to say right now, and I've said this to you guys before, you know, you're going to be streaming these, right? Like, you.
Yes, the backlog stuff is going to be streamed, and then clips will go posted onto the YouTube.
Definitely. So I don't know. We're going to switch it up, me and John. Like, I don't know who's going to be there with Derek, or he's just going to stream by himself or whatever. I'm telling you right now, I'll be there for when you play Devil May Cry, because I want to get your impressions of it. But I'm telling you right the fuck now, I've said this in the past, when Derek sits down to play fucking Kingdom Hearts, I am going to be there for him. I'm going to have a fucking counter on screen for him just going, what the fuck is this? That is going to be the most fun day of my life.
Oh my God. I'm hyped on it. I'm fucking hyped on it. I'm hyped on the idea. I'm hyped on all the new content. And listen, as many of you might think that I am fucking crazy for half the shit I said on the show today, I was really excited to be doing this episode because of the way I felt about everything. Yeah. And ultimately, like I said, as negative as I personally may have come off about the series, I'm ending it on a positive note, because now I'm allowing myself, and it gives me more of a reason to dive into a video game title that I've never played before, and it's got me excited to play. Everything that the guys have described about the video game makes me excited. It actually makes me sadder as well that the series didn't reflect a lot of that stuff. So I'm excited to play the game. I'm excited to bring the new content. And for the listeners out there, make sure you follow us on Twitter at Party Up Tweets, on Instagram at The Party Up Podcast, and of course, search for us on Facebook, The Party Up Podcast. You can drop a like, you can join our group, be part of the conversation. Everything show wise, news updates, everything gets posted there. So you're going to find the URL links for our YouTube. And again, don't forget to follow us on Twitch. A whole schedule is coming out. A lot of content's going to be coming your way past our weekly podcast, twitch.tv/partyuppodcast, for all of that good stuff. So, Jordan, how can people stay in the loop with everything that you do?
On I have two Instagrams. My personal is Jordan7. That is JORDANSE7EN. My work Instagram is 7TV official, that is spelled the exact same way. And then if you look on YouTube and type in 7TV, I think I am the first thing that pops up when you type 7TV into YouTube. Ew. So give me some love. I have a bunch of videos just released and a bunch more on the way.
Awesome. And as far as you go, John, how can people stay in the loop with everything that you do?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at SomeBeardy2Love. That's the number two, not spelled out. You can go to GamingAccessWeekly.com for all your favorite video game news, reviews, and editorials. And FableBeardCo.com, coupon code SB2L15 for 15% off your entire order.
All right. Fantastic, guys. So like I said earlier, to the listeners, first off, thank you very much for tuning into the new show. We hope you enjoyed our conversation today. Second off, listen, don't forget, We're going to state our opinions about the content we review here on the show. It's strictly our opinion. Go out, check it out yourself. If you haven't played the game, go ahead. If you haven't watched the show, by all means, let us know what you guys think about the things we discuss here on the show by following all of our social media stuff. Stay up to date with all the stuff as far as the new content and news and updates by following us on social media. And the biggest thing that you guys can do for us, honestly, to help support us directly is sharing the show, sharing our links, getting other people involved to either listen or watch. That would be greatly appreciated. You guys listening in the first place means the world to us. And of course, again, we have to thank you guys for doing that. I always want to say thank you to John and to Jordan for being fantastic co-hosts. I love conversations like this, like we had today. I want more. Let's do more. And I think we can do so by bringing to the table next week. It's been a little while since we've gotten creative. So because we dove into the world a little bit of hack and slash, I think next week on the show, we are going to talk about some of our favorite hack and slash video games, and we're going to create some of our own. So tune in next week to a brand new episode. We're diving into the world of video games, hack and slashes, and we're going to get super creative, and we hope you guys tune in. And of course, I have been your host, Derek Bigmosh. For John and for Jordan, we will see you guys next time. Take care, everybody.
Bye.
He's not a Sasuke character. He's not.